Recording. I'm not recording on this. I'll do it for you, though, just because I love you. All right, ready?
Yep.
You ready for this, man?
Blam! Blam!
Blam! Why are we blaming?
You always hype the show. I'm hyping the show.
Dude, good
blam!
For you. Good
We're
for
here.
You, man. Yeah!
Seth Colbert Show!
Woo!
There you go.
Hype!
Yep. Exactly.
Is that what you wanted?
That is where I wanted
it. All right, man.
Yep.
All right, so I got three things to start off with. All right, here they are. Number one.
Number one.
It is a miracle that we're doing this show.
Yeah.
Today during my stream, all right, because if you don't know, twitch.tv/zswix, I was streaming, because I stream all day at twitch.tv/zswix, and just randomly about 1:30 just dropped like 80% of my frames.
Ah,
okay?
Yeah.
Just for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I've been having internet trouble, you know this.
Yep.
But it's gotten better,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Knock on all the wood.
All the wood in the world,
all the
okay?
Wood.
And so the weird thing is that I did a speed test on this computer,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And it was slow. So I'm like, all right, let me stop OBS. By the way, I should tweet. Let me stop OBS right now and boot it back up and see if that helps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, booted it back up, same problem. I'm like, all right. So I'm like, I'm going to restart my computer. Restart the computer. As soon as the computer goes to the restarting thing that Windows 10 does, it just says restarting. You know, like Apple just does the gray screen.
Right.
Windows just does restarting.
Okay.
All right. As soon as it did that, this computer's speed test went like back to normal.
Mm-hmm.
No speed losses whatsoever. This computer was eating the internet.
Yeah.
And I don't know why or how. Okay? Came back, did a bandwidth test. So Twitch lets you do this thing called bandwidth test. You can put question mark, bandwidth test equals true after your stream key,
mm-hmm.
and you can stream without being publicly live,
right.
or sending any notifications. So it's the way to test if your internet's good besides just clicking it and hoping that you're not a slideshow.
Gotcha.
That worked great. Okay? No drop frames. Did it for
no
like 10 minutes testing.
Perfection.
Perfection.
Okay.
Turned it off, went back live, 90% drop frames immediately. And I'm like, what is going on, man?
Internet's boning you.
So then I looked, and Windows has this new fancy notification center now because of all their updates.
Because
I restarted it to begin with, didn't update. This time I restarted and updated. The update took an hour and a half to update.
That's a long time.
Logged back in, and like now I've got this fancy people icon down here. I don't want that.
I don't know what that does.
I don't know what it does either, but it's there now. I don't like that there's people
right.
just down there, just being people.
They're stealing your stuff.
Yeah, man. But I did like a 3-hour long bandwidth test. Everything was fine. And did a bandwidth test for like an hour on this show. Everything's fine. And now we're live. And
dropped 15
frames. 15 frames is nothing. That's half a second. Okay?
That's a lot of seconds.
No, what would be bad is if it said 94%, which is what my stream did earlier. All right, 0.1% I can live with,
yeah,
because an hour from now is going to say 0.0, and I'm okay with that.
Okay.
All right? So that's number one. Thank whoever Lord you believe in that we can actually do the stupid show tonight. Number two. I forgot what the third one is. So number three, I'm doing this weird psychological experiment on our vodcast people now.
Okay.
And I need your help.
All right.
I'm out of ideas.
Gotcha.
Okay? So we've talked at length about how people on our vodcast don't know that they aren't live.
Right.
So this week, I'm like, all right, how dumb are the average vodcast listeners? Because we breached dumbness with that guy
that
last week.
Dumb.
That guy was, I thought, peak dumbness. So, Colby, I have scrolled back up in our chat, all right? And sorry, guys, who are chatting with us right now. But can you tell me, let's see, where is it at? Hosting. Those are last week's messages. Aren't they? No, they're not. No, they're not. Hold on. Twitch also apparently disconnected in the middle of the night one of these times. So, okay. Can you read the title of the stream that I did on Wednesday night? Could you please just read it to our audience?
All right. VOD, vodcast, separately, both there.
Yep.
These are not live.
In all caps.
Talk okay? shows.
Now, scroll down to where we had chatters. All right. Let's just start with Mr. Orange here. He gave us 8 bits and said, Earl Seat Spiegelverterperk. Obviously German, I would say.
I would
some type of
like
German language. Mm-hmm. You since mirrored, which I believe he's commenting on the fact that we have switched places.
Yes.
Even though I've never seen this man before, ever in our chat.
No, I don't know.
So, I don't know if he's a listener or what, but that's weird. And then secondly, he gave us one extra bit that said, which one of your mothers owns the house? Which is both a compliment and an insult, because he's insulting the fact that we live at home with our mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it's a compliment because he thinks that this is a house. So, joke's on him, bro!
Joke's on him.
He thinks some Twitch streamer can own a house.
Ah, no way.
And then he said, which one of your mothers owns the house again? And then he said, do you have a winter vacation right now? This man, in the sense of fairness, he may not be insulting us. He may not just know how to speak the language.
That's
so I do want to give him the benefit of the doubt. Because I feel like if he was insulting us, he wouldn't have given us a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So... that's kind of weird. All right, now the guy in question, this one right here. Good-looking panda. He, at 7:33 in the morning, said, watched a Nerf commercial to get in here, which, thank you for the revenue. And secondly, he said, you don't respond to Twitch chat.
Nope.
The title...
we don't when we're not live.
The title, now I scroll down to our...
When there's a vodcast.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't respond when we're not live. And the title of the show clearly says,
These are not live. I don't get it.
I don't get it either, man. I don't understand.
Is there like
either.
A Twitch shuffle application that just like rummages through random? Like it's like ChatterBait. You just click next and then just.
I don't know. That's a good question. There might be. I'm not totally sure.
Because.
Hey, hold on a second.
That's got to be the only way.
Hey.
Right?
How come there's no audio showing up in our mic aux right now?
Ooh, that's probably not a good sign.
What do you think that is?
I don't know. It's probably not good.
It probably means we haven't been on the air this whole time.
Yeah, we had a viewer and then they went away, maybe because they couldn't hear us.
I mean, that would make sense. I wouldn't stay
and
watch
it. Let's see. Should I get on
properties.
Here and try? Oh, there's some now.
I mean, that's...
what's that?
That's it.
Okay.
So... apparently, when we did all these software restarts, it reset all the defaults as well.
What the
Why are computers so hard, man?
Why, technology?
I hate computers.
Why can't you just work for people who don't test things?
Right, and now,
just run it.
It's a good thing I hit start recording.
Yeah.
I did it to spite you,
mm-hmm.
but I actually needed it this week. Because I can't just export this one to YouTube now,
yep.
because there would be 7 minutes of silence.
That'd be pretty bad. Boom.
I also can't use this as a VOD. You know what? I'm going to use it as a VOD.
Screw it.
7 minutes.
Yeah.
No one's going to watch it. People, it don't matter. Doesn't matter.
They never probably start when the episode starts.
Right.
They just hop in and...
right. Because I feel like I host them on my channel
mm-hmm.
immediately after I leave. All the people I feel that watch it on my channel just watch it live.
Yeah.
If they care. They know it exists. All right. So... yeah, I'm not too worried.
I think it'll be fine.
I mean, now in 4 weeks, it will be like number 6 on rotation, and then
yeah.
it'll just be silent. But I could upload it to Twitch
There's
as well.
Going to be chats. Why is there no audio?
Do you not respond to Twitch chat?
Are you guys not live right now? Can you not? Hey, I'm telling you that you don't have audio, you cucks.
What if I change it to like pantomime show, and they just think it's like purposefully silent?
Oh.
You know.
That would be terrible. No one would ever click that. Or they'd click out of curiosity and then get pissed.
Yeah, that could happen.
And then give us like
could
one
get mad about
or
it.
Something like that.
But I'm just happy that we're here. And no one's watching us tonight. Did you notice that? There's like no one here.
No.
It's very weird.
It's super weird.
I had that experience today as well.
Really?
People showed up to my stream the second I started dropping frames, and then I'm like, bye, guys. And but yeah, I did like 3 hours today. No one watched. It's weird. Oh no! Is there like some holiday or something we don't know anything about?
It's like a Twitch holiday, yeah.
What is today? Thursday, the 7th of December. There's nothing happening today.
No.
You think they're all watching the Game Awards? You know how mad I'm going to be if I did this show instead of watching the Game Awards and then no one's here for it?
That might be true.
I'm going to be mad, dude.
Because, I mean, everybody on Twitch is probably watching that.
I mean, I want to watch it. I don't want to do this stupid show tonight. I want to watch the Game Awards. You want to do a 30-minute episode?
I'm down.
All right, bye, guys.
We're done. Good intro, couple updates, and no audio for a good 80% of that.
Yeah, I'm so mad that the audio didn't work, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty...
I'm so mad about that.
It's pretty upsetting.
It's just like, Windows update shouldn't mess with your software, right?
Right. They shouldn't change things they're not supposed to change.
I should have checked. Like, it logged me out of Streamlabs just because. Like, I don't know. I feel like when I opened iTunes, it was like the first time I had ever opened iTunes. It's like, welcome to iTunes. Would you like to take a tour?
That's so weird.
So it like set everything to default. I don't know, dude. I feel like this was black before, but I don't remember.
I would have never updated. I don't trust
it. Well, you remember I showed you the thing last week? Mm-hmm. If you want to restart, your options are update and restart, or update and shut down. There's no other option. Like, they won't let you not update if you need to restart. When you turn it back on, it'll update.
Oh, shit.
They get you. They know what's up, dude.
That's terrifying.
No! There's no way to get around it.
Oh, man.
It's not like the Apple ones that I've been dodging. I don't know. Are you still dodging them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've been dodging those for weeks.
Yep.
They're not going to get us. Windows gets you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually surprised that that's an Apple move to force you to update.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, they tried it on my phone.
That's crazy.
They ain't ever going to get on my phone because I can't even download one more photo on that thing, let alone a new OS. So good luck. Good luck, Steve Jobs.
Yeah, get a new phone, buddy.
No, it's fine.
Get that iPhone
10. Hey, you want to know something crazy?
What's that?
So remember how my phone was broken? It would never go loud.
Yeah, it might go loud.
What? Like, you know, I couldn't turn it to off silent mode.
Yes.
Remember how the thing just automatically flipped down?
Yep.
So you also know how I love to compulsively bite things.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I was compulsively biting my phone the other day, and I bit the switch,
mm-hmm.
and now it works. So can you explain that to me, man? My teeth have magic powers. That's why the ladies love me, by the way.
Yeah, we're raptor teeth. Now you're like Jesus teeth. Because
you gotta change the name.
Just magically fix technology by biting it.
But like, what is the...
Should try that with the Windows computer and see if it fixes
it. Dude, I should
everything.
Bite my computer and see if it fixes it. OBS is getting out of line.
You got bit, son.
I taught you a lesson,
you
OBS.
Got bit.
Oh my God. Well... Okay, well, I guess we could start the stupid show, and we could actually get into topics, and, you know, it's like the old days. No one's here to talk to us. We're going to have to fill time all on our own.
God, that's terrible.
I'm really curious as to where they all are, though.
I know.
I mean, I'm honestly not egomaniacal enough to think that the people who watch my stream today may think that we won't be live because my stream didn't work earlier.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that they're thinking that.
Not all of them.
Right?
Yeah. I think they may be doing something else. They don't care, man.
What are they doing? We're going to have to chastise. I really need Morris here because the theater company that bought our theater
is in the UK.
Is in the UK, and I need his opinion on how good it is.
Because
he lays our source.
Yep.
Dude, I'm mad. We're going to go to England. We're going to beat him up. Just going to kick him down when he's.
You weren't there, you motherfucker!
That's right, that's what's gonna happen. All right, well, we'll start the stupid show, and then, your mother just joined. Even your mother was 12 minutes late.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's how tonight's gonna go, huh?
That's how things are going.
All right, well, we got, looks like 18 minutes until the Game Awards start, so we better get a little roll on this show on the road. Roll with it. Shut up.
Real quick.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
I will massacre you!
Founded 10 years ago by two best friends.
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
The Seth and Colby Show took the internet by storm with their opinions on the hot topics of the day.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
It's a show all about movies, music, politics, meme culture, and weird science.
I like a stand here. Present some egghead scientific argument based on fact. Science is a liar sometimes.
Watch live and be a part of the show twice a week at twitch.tv/Seth and Colby every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time and Thursday at 7 p.m. Central Time.
We would be honored if you would join us.
And now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. This is a show that takes place twice a week live on twitch.tv. I made the music too quiet. / Seth and Colby. All right. That's not the whole URL. It's not twitch.tv/I made the music too quiet, Seth and Colby. That would be too long of a username.
That's
too long. It is twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. We're there twice a week live, once on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Time and once on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central Time. The episode that you're watching now, unless you're watching on a podcast, and then it's not now. Look at the title. Take a second right now if you're watching on Twitch and look down. Does it say
right
live?
Right under the video.
Or does it say vodcast?
Right under the video.
Okay? If it says vodcast, it's not live.
It's also
do not
probably
comment.
Right here, right? It says vodcast, like right up in this corner most of the time.
Dude, it'll say it. Instead of live, it says vodcast. Okay?
Maybe not on the phone?
No, on the phone, it still is. You have to tap the screen first, but it's still there. There's literally, you would have to be a blind man to not notice it. Maybe if you're watching on the TV. I don't know. I'm not totally sure. But either way, welcome to the show. If you don't watch us live, our YouTube videos, or our on-demand videos, I guess I should say, are on YouTube, youtube.com/Seth and Colby. You can also listen to the audio version of this show, which does not have 8 minutes of silence at the beginning of it. Links for those, for the iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher audio version, and a Plain Jane RSS feeder at SethandColby.com. Tonight on the show, we're going to talk about movies, Bitcoin, and some other stuff. And if you want to support those hilarious topics and the abilities for our lips to move back and forth in such a way that they are spoken about by Seth and Colby,
wow,
respectively, you can do that. I'm trying to mix up the intro, like I said, I get
that
repetitive.
Was pretty mixed up.
Yeah! Exclamation point! Foghorn in chat. Click the link. Give us some dineros, and we will be forever grateful to you, sir. You can also subscribe to our Twitch channel, twitch.tv/SethandColby. It's $4.99 a month, and it supports both me and Colby. It makes him come every week.
Oh, it does.
And I don't mean to do the show. PG-13
sex
humor.
Joke.
Yeah. Yeah. So do those things. Also follow us on Twitch. That's absolutely free. Even if you can't support us, that does monetarily. That does support us non-monetarily. And we appreciate everyone who followed us throughout the last week on our podcast, unless you thought it was live and you were mad at us. And then I don't like you. So all right, we're fading out. I'm going to end on a negative note.
Fade it out. We don't like the people that don't like us for not being live.
Right. It's like we're just trying to promote our show, bro.
It's not our fault.
We're just trying to promote our show.
We give you every notification of that this is not live, and you're like,
I want
to chat.
How do I make it more obvious that we're not live?
I'm saying a giant watermark on everything. Podcast.
We should literally put episode number 43 recorded live 12/7/2017. I mean, I feel like that would be really obnoxious.
I don't think you can just get over the dumb
people. We could put it underneath our logo. We could, like, put it really small, like, recorded on 12/7/2017.
Yeah, sure.
We could do that.
Sure. I don't think it will help.
But that's the point of the psychological experiment.
Right.
Is what will it take before people realize?
I think that's the next step.
That's
then,
the
right?
next step, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we can't make it more obvious in the title
and
or anything.
Just consistently make it bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until it just is the screen.
It's the screen is recorded live, and then the date.
Yep.
That's how the psychological experiment will go. I see as I see things has joined us. Thank God. Someone's here. Sorry to put you on the spot. I normally
You're
don't
on
do
the
that.
Spot.
But,
You are on.
We were worried no one was coming.
The spot.
Want to give a big shout out to our newest follower, The Hog. Thanks for your support.
Yes. The best follower ever. We don't want any more now. That's
oh yeah. You
there.
If you follow the show, I'm gonna rage.
I'm gonna rage.
If you take the hog off our latest follower, the hog should top D.
Top D.
What do you think? Yeah. Should be the top cheer. Yeah, we need a hog emote.
I can't do it.
I feel like you can, man.
So hard.
The problem is that the people who watch my channel now know the skill you possess in emote creation because I showed off the emotes you made for me.
Mm-hmm.
So they now know that you can make the hog.
I can't to where you could tell it's a hog.
I have faith in you, man.
Can't do it.
I have faith
it's
that
either
you can figure it out.
It's big fat head, which just looks, when it's tiny.
What if it's just like Pumbaa's
like
head?
A potato.
What if you do like a Pumbaa? You think I can just Google like Pumbaa emoji?
Probably.
And we just steal that?
Yeah.
Pumbaa.
Yeah, just steal stuff.
Emoji. Oh, yeah, look at this right here. What if we just do this? That's our new emote.
That will work.
I mean, you have to make it so it's not Pumbaa, probably. But
nah, we can steal that. It's not on Disney. Well,
it's definitely on a Disney Emoji Blitz Wiki. Yeah, so it's literally
even,
a Disney emoji. It's literally made by
we
Disney.
Can totally steal that.
It's literally made by Disney, bro. Like, here it is, right here in the app. Pumbaa, Power Creeps, Grubs, Drop Down, and Scare Away Emojis.
What?
Yeah, see? Do that, essentially. That's what we got right there.
Fine! Fine! I will make it. And that's the hog.
That's the hog. And it replaced...
I mean, technically, it's a warthog, but still a hog.
Well, you can get rid of the tusks.
Then it's not going to come...
It will look like a hog, man! People will get it!
Have you seen the hog's profile? No, I have not.
Should we click it? Should we check out the hog on Twitch?
I do want to see the hog.
Isolate that.
Give me that hog.
Slash, let's see. Is it... Okay, it's T-H-E underscore hog underscore. Let's check this out. All right, first of all...
Oh, my gosh.
He got me! They did it! He did it again, man! I did not expect it!
Yep, it did show up again on the show. Oh, my God. It's just all the hog. That's great.
I don't know how he's going to keep it up.
I don't either. You keep outdoing yourself.
But I didn't think he'd get past the video, so I mean he's figuring it out some ways.
Yep.
Get notified when the hog is live. You know what? We're going to follow the hog.
Yeah, we are.
I think we should follow the hog. That means I just want you guys to know now, our following on Twitch is can you not just see the not live channels?
It's you, me, and now the hog. That's what it is.
Well, yeah, but it's so much more impactful.
If you could see
If
it.
I could show everyone who we actually follow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, well, I guess you don't care at all.
Dude, the hog is great. And now it will be shown to everyone that's apparently not us because we can't see our own followers.
Right.
But that's good.
Yep.
Because that's our show.
Can't see our own. I think they would show up over here, but I think Twitch needs to, like, refresh to show. Yeah, there we go. The hog. There we go. Yeah.
Yep.
There we go.
There it is there.
The hog.
Yep.
You should probably set a game, you know. That's another way you could get us.
The hog,
yeah. Because, you know, like, you're playing music. I was last playing Overwatch, you know, so the hog should be playing something hog-related, I feel like. But I don't want to tell the hog how to live his life.
What's hog-related?
That's not
Twitch?
For me to decide.
IRL?
That's not for me to decide.
He's an IRL. It's just a video of a
he live should be
hog.
Playing Farm Simulator 2017. That's what I'd put him in.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'd do.
So dumb. Die! Die! No. Die!
Why?
Die.
I'm literally dying and you poke me?
Yeah, keep dying.
By the way, we're not drinking tonight.
It isn't. Nope. Nope.
Colby did. Colby ruined the drinking show tradition.
I did. I'm
no
broke
more drinking
it.
Show.
I
so.
Broke it.
I don't know.
This thing's filled with vodka, so.
No, it's not. Because he literally opened that, I think, on the air. Like, I believe the cracking of the lid is recorded in our audio.
No, it's not.
I want to say that it definitely is. All right, should we get into the news? Should we get into some topics here? Let's do some entertainment, perhaps. We only got 8 minutes left. We got to end before the Game Awards come on. All right, so here we go. Ryan Reynolds to star as Pikachu in the Pokemon movie Detective Pikachu.
Huh?
So I think a couple weeks ago we talked about Detective Pikachu as a movie.
Right.
So as it rolls forward in production, Ryan Reynolds is going to play Pikachu.
Why? Doesn't he only say Pikachu?
I mean, in the past, yes. Hey, Blue, what's up? The actor will join Justice Smith, who will be seen in the upcoming Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and Big Little Lies actress Catherine Newton. Ryan Reynolds is going to catch them all. The Deadpool star is signed on to star the legendary live-action Pokemon movie. The Hollywood Reporter has learned Reynolds joins Justice Smith. Blah, 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 blah. Rob Letterman from Goosebumps is directing the project, which is due to start shooting in mid-January in London. The writer is also someone really good, but I don't remember who it is. Oh, Alex Hirsch and Nicole Perlman wrote the latest draft of the script. Universal is handling distribution of the live-action film outside Japan. Toho will handle the distribution in Japan. So, Ryan Reynolds is going to be the new Pikachu. What you think, man? Your thoughts?
That's dumb. Why is he doing that?
I don't... Isn't it going to be weird...
Does he have
to hear Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool's voice come out of Pikachu?
It's not going to be his voice.
It's got to be his voice.
It's got to be like Groot and Vin Diesel, but for Baby Groot or something.
You think he's just going to say Pikachu the whole time?
I do. And then they're just going to augment that shit.
We caught you at the end of the movie.
We got you.
Good pun,
good
Seth.
Good joke,
man. Good one.
Man.
I like that.
That.
Yeah. Pat myself on the back for that one. That's some witticisms you can't get when I'm an eighth demon fireball.
I don't get why there is a detective Pikachu, for one.
Well, he's... Okay, first of all, he's going to solve crimes. So if that's why. And second of all, you don't need more reasons.
How do you go from being a made-up, you know, character that you catch with a ball to solving crimes?
Skills.
Skills?
Yep.
That's the evolution of this.
Yeah, it's
yellow,
Pikachu, Raichu,
pokey.
Detective Pikachu. His final
mouse
form
character,
has
like,
not yet been revealed.
So this is his evolution from Pikachu?
It's Pikachu, Raichu. Well, technically it's Pichu. I shouldn't forget Pichu is a thing. And chat will probably correct me if there's another one that's been added since, but it's Pichu, Pikachu, Raichu, Detective Pikachu in my canon. So that's what I'm going to say.
So there's something better than Pikachu?
Yeah, Raichu.
What the hell's that?
It's the evolution of Pikachu.
I'm not a Pokemon guy.
God, you're such a nub, dude.
I don't get no Pokemon stuff, man.
Raichu, right here, dude. Look at him.
So he's more powerful than Pikachu?
Well, technically, yes. Yes.
Why isn't he more popular, then?
Because he basically looks like Gypsy Pikachu.
Gypsy.
And you don't like, kill off your mascot, you know?
Yeah.
Like, Ronald McDonald doesn't evolve into Crackhead McDonald,
he does.
You know? Like,
have you seen him recently? That is all he is.
But yeah, that's Raichu right there, man.
I got you.
Yeah.
And then after that's Detective Pikachu, though, because he actually can, you know, use his brain and maybe say more than just Pikachu.
I mean, apparently he's going to be Ryan Reynolds. It's going to be very odd. Look at all these Detective Pikachus. Like, he's in a video game. All right, there is a video game in Japan called Detective Pikachu. That's the inspiration for
right.
it. Like, here's apparently a screenshot. Okay, so he's solving crimes, making faces.
Cool.
Being Pikachu.
Sounds great.
Now, do you think... So the question is, we're on for as long as we want. Why? We want us to end in 4 minutes for the game show? Because we will. If you ask nicely, we can do that. Colby really wants to. So.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. So, do you think... That's the wrong one. Do you think... That's also the wrong one. Oh, no, I closed it!
Way to go, man. Control-Z.
I can't control-Z.
Control-Z.
I just go to history and recently closed,
Control-Z.
Right? Control-Z. Control-Z don't work.
Control-Z!
It don't work, man.
It does!
No, we'll never know
this
now.
This is Chrome, isn't it? Yeah.
We'll never know now.
Control-fucking-Z.
So, do you think that it's going to be like this, where it's like... Computer-generated kind of cartoony Pikachu?
Oh, no, it's going to be live action.
Do you think they do, like, hyper-realistic Pikachu for the movie?
No.
Do you because they say it's live action,
no,
right?
It's going to be Ryan Reynolds in a fucking Pikachu costume.
It says live action Pokemon movie. So, is it going to be, like, augmented reality style where, like, Pikachu looks like Pikachu, where every other person in the world is a human? Is it going to be like a Roger Rabbit type of movie?
Because
that sounds weird. Like, that meshed with talking Pikachu might be too much in one movie,
yeah.
right?
That might be super meta of some sort. Like, that
you
would
see
weird.
You want to see him in a Pika suit? I mean, what if he just put on, like, a big Pika suit, like the mascot Pikachus
I could
you
see? That, too.
He loves to dress up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's actually Deadpool. You know, he wears that jumpsuit. That can't be comfortable.
He had it with the non-suits with the whole Green Lantern thing, you know?
Yeah.
So he was like,
I don't blame him.
Now let me dress up.
I think wherever
stuff.
Ryan Reynolds is right now, piece of his soul just died by you saying that.
Just
remembering that he was in that movie. he's just sitting in his chair. And
Ryan Reynolds, Green Lantern.
Oh, someone thought of Green Lantern.
My heart.
How many Deadpools will it take for that to be forgotten? There's not enough, Ryan
There's
Reynolds.
Not enough. Well, okay,
yeah,
live-action
so
Pokemon
Pikachu,
movie, then. That kind of interests me a little bit, then.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if I want him to be... like hyper realistic,
like fur on him and shit.
That's what I'm wondering, yeah. Man. Is he gonna be hyper realistic?
Not these red dots. It's gonna be like actual, you know,
because
rosy
like
cheeks.
Even in like Smash Brothers, where they try to go for more of a photorealism, mm-hmm. you know, like they show like the stitching in Mario's denim and like the hairs on his face, you know, and they get really in depth on the characters,
it's
you know,
still
that are
just a very
it's
glossy.
It's still just smooth mm-hmm. Pikachu, yeah.
And be interesting.
It's gonna be weird, dude.
Kind of want to see it.
I can't wait for the. I can't wait for the trailer.
Yes.
Just to see what it's like.
I don't know. Nothing can really top that Batman.
Do you think he's gonna say though. Pikachu? Right.
Oh, 1,000%.
Like he's got to do the Pikachu like, thing, right?
All the time. I feel like
at least once.
There's gonna be multiple times.
Pika.
Yep.
Ryan Reynolds got to do that.
Yep.
I don't know, man. That's
weird. That's why I'm concerned. I'm more interested in the CGI aspect of it all, but yeah.
I don't know. That's the two big question marks to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like... I mean, Ryan Reynolds is supposed to... I mean, he wouldn't do it if it was bad. I mean, his track record is perfect.
Oh, is it?
I mean, recently, he can't miss.
Blade Trinity.
Okay, that was a long time ago. Also, one of your favorite lines in the history of cinema is said by Ryan Reynolds.
And
in that
also,
movie.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, so what do you have to
doesn't
say?
Doesn't really hold up with the critics in history, but one of my favorites. Green Lantern, not so much.
No, I've never seen that.
My heart.
Yeah, he's like, oh, he said it again.
Goddamn bastard. It was really bad, let me tell you that.
I believe you. I believe you. It looked bad. All right, so Disney, this is just for fun. We talk a lot about movies on this show. If you're new here, hi. Disney is going to own everyone in the box office in 2019.
Yeah.
Okay? Avengers 4, Star Wars Episode 9, The Lion King, Toy Story 4, Frozen 2, Jungle Book 2, Dumbo, what? Aladdin, Mulan, and Captain Marvel.
Avengers 4?
Yeah.
I thought that's Infinity.
No, it's the one after Infinity War. Infinity War is 2018.
Shit.
2019's part 2. They don't have announced the name of it because it'll most likely spoil the second one.
Mm.
Or the first one, sorry.
Well, yeah, I thought that they originally were going to split it up into two parts, but I thought they decided against that.
No. They shot them at the same time. They Lord of the Rings'd it.
I gotcha.
It's one mega film.
Dude.
They had to do it that way to get all the people's schedules aligned.
Right. That's insane.
Yeah. So, 2019.
Oh, man.
Avengers 4, Star Wars Episode 9, The Lion King, Toy Story 4, Frozen 2, Jungle Book 2, Dumbo, Aladdin, and Mulan, which are all three live action. Those are the live action remakes. Of Mulan, Aladdin, and Dumbo.
Dumbo, huh?
And then Captain Marvel is also coming out. And then apparently there's an unannounced, rumored live-action Cruella movie. It's, of course, the enemy from 101 Dalmatians, starring Emma Stone. So. Like, do people even release movies in 2019?
Yeah, I'd say take the
I mean, how many movies? Okay,
off.
So let's... Like, when's the summer movie season? Like, May 4th to July 4th, probably?
Yeah.
Do you think it goes to August?
Yeah, barely.
So that's what? 9 weeks?
Yeah.
9, 10 weeks? Let's just say 10 weeks. And the holiday season is what? Thanksgiving to Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 4 weeks. So there's 14 weeks of really big prime movie time, and Disney has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 movies in those 14
Jungle
weeks.
Jungle Book won't be that big. I don't think Dumbo will be that big. Aladdin and Mulan will.
Well, you can't doubt...
Captain Marvel will. Toy Story and Frozen, obviously.
Yeah, they're going to be
huge.
Ridiculous. Well, Avengers 4.
The Lion King's going to be ridiculous.
Avengers 4 is going to be
the
biggest Marvel. It's going to be huge. Star Wars 9.
Episode 9 is going to be. All of those are ridiculous.
Right, right. That's going to be outrageous.
You should have like 2 or 3 in 1 year.
Like, they could literally just
That's
end the list.
7.
Right there, right?
Yeah.
Avengers 4, Star Wars 9. Disney makes the most money in 2019.
Yeah.
And then they got Frozen 2.
Huge.
Huge. Toy Story 4,
huge.
Live-action Lion King, that cast,
with
dude.
With that cast,
huge.
Ah, yeah. Word Trump. Huge.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Big, big Savannah.
Big Savannah.
Big Rock. Very pride.
Very pride. Very much pride. Big Rock.
Elephant Graveyard.
Scar.
Very bad deplorables
Scar
come from there.
Scar was my favorite character.
Scar was my favorite character.
He was so undermined.
I preferred Ed the Hyena.
The entire time. Yet he came back and won bigly.
Huge! Wildebeest stampede, wildebeest to rebuild the wall. Alright, so yeah, that's outrageous, right? That's
wow,
that's
that
outrageous.
Is one stacked
like seeing
year.
Them all together.
That is one stacked year.
Do you know, I went and saw Coco a couple weeks ago, as you know.
Uh-huh.
that is the last original Disney animated film of the 2010s. Because all the animated movies by Disney coming out are sequels until at least 2020.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy to think about?
That is.
Because, like, Wreck-It Ralph
crazy.
Is coming out, that's a sequel, and, like, Toy Story 4 is the next Pixar one that's coming out, and it's not until...
Wow.
That's nuts, dude, to think about.
Yeah, now we're just going to get, you know, Sony's animated
well,
crap.
And Disney has recently had the track record of their live actions being good, mm-hmm. if not better, than the animated ones.
Yeah.
They've also had the track record of their sequels being good, if not better, than the originals. Like, I would imagine the hype for Avengers 4... I already, that's next year, Incredibles 2, that's next year, that again, I believe the hype for like Avengers 4, Star Wars 9, are they're going to be the best in the series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't look at them like sequels anymore, we look at them like continuing stories.
Yeah, like where
right.
the story
like Frozen 2 is really, Frozen 2 is really the only sequel
yeah.
on here that I see, because Toy Story 4 is going to be a whole new family. You know, it's going to be the same characters, but Andy's not in it no more, so it's kind of a whole new story, not really a sequel.
What like, if they just redo Toy Story 1?
It worked for The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
I mean, that came out in 95, Toy Story 1, so I mean...
It's a different generation in
yeah.
2019.
Yeah, man. God. Yeah, man. You could easily do it, right?
Imagine. We're almost into 2018, man.
Yeah.
Trump hadn't even been a president for a full year yet.
I know, man. We're still alive.
And we're talking about 2019, and then he'll be out the next year.
Are you saying you want to talk about 2018? Because I got this list right here, which
God.
Is the 100 most anticipated films of 2018.
100?
Well, I'm doing the top 10, man. Cut me some slack.
How are there 100 films coming out that you can make a top 100 most anticipated?
I don't know. There's a lot of movies out there, man.
That's ridiculous. Well, Disney obviously has 10 coming out in 1 year.
Well, number 10 is Black Panther on the list.
They're 10% of this entire list, probably.
Number 9 is Beach Bum.
Never
heard of it either. It's one of the more unlikely crossovers the last few years. Harmony Korine, who's the dude who did...
Spring Breakers.
Right. He's filmed True Rebels, blah, 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 blah.
That's not going to be good.
It says he's taking time with his follow-up. He's been busy, surprisingly excellent as an actor this year, but he's shooting, has nearly done his first movie in 6 years, which see him working with his biggest name yet, Matthew McConaughey. The McConaissance might have hit a few snags with it with flop like Sea of Trees and The Dark Tower, but if McConaughey wasn't born to play a rebellious stoner called Moondog, we don't know what to tell
yeah,
you. He's joined by the always welcome Isla Fisher. Isla Fisher, Matthew McConaughey, man.
Matthew McConaughey should just not be a bad guy. I think that's just...
I mean, a stoner called Moondog sounds exactly like a McConaughey
yeah,
role.
Not the devil incarnate in The Dark Tower.
I feel like if you say Moondog, you get 20% high.
Yeah, that... and also, subliminally, call Matthew McConaughey into your mouth.
Right.
Like Moondog.
I feel like that's what he wants to be called in real life. Call me Moondog.
I think he would love that.
I think he would too.
I think he does that now. That's why
he's like,
the role.
His agent, like, listen, Matt, I know that you like when I send you scripts, but this one's done by the same guy who made Spring Break, and your character's name's Moondog. And he's just like, sign me up.
Did you say Moondog? That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. For Ed, change my name. Siri.
Siri,
call me
Moondog.
If I hear you, Agent Man, refer to me anything other than Moondog, you're fired.
I want my checks made out to Moondog.
Oh, God.
Mr. Moondog, they won't catch. They will by the time
name.
I do this. My name's now Moondog. I want it re-engraved on my Oscar to Moondog.
All right, I take it back. That might be entertaining of
yeah,
some sort.
So there you go. Number 8 is Widows, which is done by Steve McQueen, who did 12 Years a Slave. It's got Viola Davis, Michelle Rodriguez, Colin Farrell. When four armed robbers are killed in a heist, their grieving spouses decide to attempt to finish the job.
What?
That sounds kind of cool, right?
That sounds interesting.
As long as just a follow-up look to be a little more fun, the helm are going into genre territory with the remake of a British thriller miniseries, co-opted with Gone Girl, Julia Flynn. The idea of a diverse female take on the heist picture is a winner, but when you also include McQueen's undeniable directing gifts at the helm, the other stacked cast couldn't keep us away from this. November 16th is when that one comes out.
Including Liam Neeson?
That's what it says, dude. And John Barenthal.
Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall, Carrie Coon. Yeah, John Barenthal. Those are all great
wow.
people, dude. Number 7.
Barenthal? Oh, yeah.
Punisher.
Yeah, that's right.
Punisher. Isle of Dogs. All right. I mean, I can't wait for this one. This is the Wes Anderson one. It's his first stop motion one since Fantastic Mr. Fox, which was great. This looks also awesome.
Star-studded cast.
Right. Well, it's Bryan Cranston, Edward Norton, Bill Murray, Greta Gerwig, and Scarlett Johansson. I mean, Edward Norton and Bill Murray, they're Wes Anderson stalwarts. But jeez. Bryan Cranston being in there, that's a good one, too. So, pretty hyped about that, man.
Yeah, I might pass on that one.
Well, that's because you're a turd.
Yep.
High Life, which is done by Claire Danes, let the sunshine in. Never even heard of that. It's got Robert Pattinson, Juliette Binoche, Mia Goth, Andrew Blair. A group of convicts are used for reproductive experiments against their will by scientists.
Hmm. Good to see Robert Pattinson doing some good projects.
Is this the one with the dog, you think?
It might be the one with the dog.
And then we might check it out for the dog. Number five is The Favorite, made by the dude who did The Killing of a Sacred Deer and The Lobster, which both movies still don't know what they are. I've seen the trailer for The Killing of Sacred Deer. I have no idea what that movie's about.
I've seen the cover for The Lobster.
Right. Two noble women jockey for power and influence at the court of England's Queen Anne in the early 18th century.
Nope.
So, probably pass on that one as well. Number four is Ad Astra, who by the man who did The Lost City of Z, Brad Pitt, Tommy Lee Jones, Ruth Negga, Donald Sutherland, Jamie Kennedy. An autistic astronaut travels in search of his father who's been missing for 20 years. I don't know. That feels like that's a movie made to get Oscars, and that's the only reason it exists, right? Number three, Roma. Oh, it's Alfonso Cuarón's next movie, dude.
Oh, shoot. Is that FAP?
That's FAPping. He's like Children of Men and Harry Potter 3 are like some of the best movies ever made, man.
Oh, yeah.
Children of Men, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I will fight you if you disagree, all right? A year in the life of a middle-class Mexican family in the 1970s. All right, that sounds trash. All right, number two is The Irishman with his Martin Scorsese. It's Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, Joe Pesci, trash. Harvey Keitel, and Anna Paquin.
Wow.
The story of a union official and mobster Frank Sheeran, Ed's brother, by the way, who claims to have been involved in the death of Jimmy Hoffa. So Martin Scorsese has so many project development.
Jeez.
This is one without Leonardo DiCaprio in it.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Not going to be
supporting
good.
Cast has Barbie Cannavale, Ray Romano in it. I love when Ray Romano plays like a gangster. Because he's like, I just see him as Everybody Loves Raymond in everything he does.
All I see is, you remember the movie Funny People?
Yes.
Adam Sandler was having a dinner with Eminem.
Yeah.
He's like, what's that goofy motherfucker over there doing staring at me?
It's Ray Romano.
It's Ray Romano. Yeah. Well, he's staring me down like a bitch.
I don't remember that scene, but I feel like I need to watch it again,
it's
dude.
On YouTube.
Ray Romano, by the way, is so rich.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He is, like, he's not just Everybody Loves Raymond. You know that show King of Queens with Kevin James?
Yeah.
Did you know Kevin James was the UPS guy on Everybody Loves Raymond?
No.
And that's the spinoff?
Oh, God.
So Ray Romano also got money from King of Queens?
Jeez Louise. That's still going. There's still reruns of that show.
There's still reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond, man. That's nuts.
That sucks.
That man's rich as dirt.
Doesn't deserve it.
I disagree.
Doesn't deserve it.
Based off that scene that you just told me about, I think he deserves it, because that's classic.
M just yells at him.
I kind of want to watch it. You think it's on YouTube?
Oh, 1,000% it's
You think
on
it's
YouTube.
On YouTube? Let's watch this chat. This is what our show is now. We watch YouTube clips, and you guys suck it.
Yeah, you guys just enjoy the funniness.
Funny people... Ray Romano. We got him.
There you go.
That's it.
You know what? I think you fucked up. How's that? I think you fucked up. I don't think you should have took that medicine.
Why not?
This movie was weird.
I don't know. Personally, I think
I didn't really like it.
Die.
I don't know.
What are you going to do now?
Making I don't really remember it. Movie?
I don't remember it much either.
Fuck another chick who doesn't like you. You know, that was your way out right there. Now you're fucking stuck.
Yeah.
You're stuck just like
this
me.
Must be like a serious
can't
part
go to
of
fucking
the movie.
Chuck E. Cheese. I can't go to Target. I can't go to Best Buy.
Oh,
I can't go to fucking
up.
Walmart, Kmart. You fucking name it. I can't
I think
go
Seth Rogen's in this
scene,
too.
That's true.
Oh, is
everyone
he?
In this fucking room is either staring at us, mm-hmm. wanting to take a fucking picture.
Yeah. There he is right there.
Me. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that guy right there? That fucking guy right there.
What? Ray Romano's bothering you?
Who? Ray who?
Ray Romano, the guy from Everybody Loves Raymond?
Who the fuck what show he's on? I fuck this motherfucker up, man.
Hey,
Ray!
Hello, Marshall.
Fucking problem here, buddy?
Hello, Marshall.
Would you like to fuck me? Is that what this is?
I get it, man. What's going on?
Would you like me to fucking bend over for
what's
you
happening?
Right now?
No. No, man.
Say no!
Gotta always be on my toes, man.
I see.
That. That's about it.
That's why I don't go out of the house. I thought everybody loved you.
God, dude, that is a classic. Oh my god. Oh, you just made my night, dude. Yeah. Oh my god.
Him has some great cameo parts with Seth Rogen. The whole interview part where he's gay. Eminem just say he's gay.
Dude, I love that Eminem is like a down to earth guy because his rap is like so aggressive.
I don't think he used to be, and then he got called out on it so much that he's like steering.
Right. Well, he's also old. Like, isn't he 50 years old?
He's pretty old.
Like,
now.
When you get old, you mellow out because you realize that, you know, Mom Spaghetti only gets you so far after a while. Like, let's just mellow out.
Let's just calm down.
Oh, my God. That was LOL right there. Number one, if Beale Street could talk. All right. Well, that's it. A pregnant woman in Harlem desperately scrambles to prove the father of her unborn child innocent of a crime when she was accused. None of these are popcorn movies, so
no.
These are like two highbrow, bro.
Yeah, all of these are very.
Should we go to page 9 and look at 20? Let's see if there's any better ones in here.
It doesn't look like it.
Black Klansman.
Nope.
From Spike Lee. All right. Sunset. Don't even recognize
it.
Don't recognize that. Ex Machina guy, Annihilation. Oh, this one looks kind of insane. I've actually seen the trailer for this one. A biologist heads into an environmental disaster zone with three other scientists in search of her husband who went missing on a similar expedition. Like, this whole movie is like Natalie Portman wandering into like a quarantine zone and there's like monsters and stuff out to kill her. So that might be interesting.
Yeah.
Are they running out of names? Just jam vowels and consonants together, dude. That's the name of the movie. We can't find it.
Suspiria.
I'm just trying to find like ones that are done by people like movies I've heard. The Salesman, never heard of. Prophet, never heard
knows.
Of. I mean, I really knew it. Are you guys doing a live thing for the Game Awards? No, Colby forbid it.
I said I don't care.
You forbid it, dude.
I said I don't care.
You forbid it.
There's recorded proof. I said I don't care.
La La Land guy's doing another movie called First Man.
Don't care.
I mean, there's The Incredibles too. There it is. What number is The Incredibles 2?
23.
That's stupid, dude. It's way too low. It's way too low, man.
Yeah, this guy is definitely artsy fartsy.
Yeah, I don't agree with his opinions at all.
Nope.
I just don't agree. Let's check out how the Video Game Awards are doing. Let's see. Browse Video Game Awards.
Game does not exist.
What do you guys think? You think Twitch is working?
It's not there. Oh, there it is.
127,000 people
tonight at the Game Awards. Check it out.
Wait, does it not start for another 13 minutes?
Starts at 8?
We thought the wall would stop them.
We thought the wall would stop them.
We hoped the cold would freeze them.
What is this?
Something that's not going to be good, dude.
Battlefield 8.
We thought
8.
The army would crush them. But nothing worked.
We're all alone.
I think Call of Duty regrets putting Kevin Spacey in
game. Oh, I bet they do now, but everyone's forgot that. What is this, dude? Metro? Is this Metro 2? I mean, I don't remember zombies being in there. Also, do you see those zombies clip through each other? I mean, it's really impressive that there's like 800,000 zombies being rendered on the screen right now, but...
Is this... a Z?
It looks like World War Z, doesn't it?
Yeah.
70,000 years at the top of the food chain. It was fun while it lasted. What was it?
Yep.
That's my zombie noise right there.
Pretty good zombie.
Yeah, that did not impress me. Who cares about World War Z, the game,
dude?
You
could be a zombie.
Who cares about World War Z?
Well, literally, no, they just came out with a game that did like hordes of zombies really well. Like,
well, there's one coming out for there's one coming out for PS4 called Days Gone.
I think that might be it.
Yeah, it hasn't come out yet. It's been trailers for it, and yeah, it looks intense.
Right.
Yeah, it's like it's supposed to be Sons of Anarchy meets
copy of the game.
Zombies, yeah.
Right.
But yeah. So I'm only excited about World War Z 2 because David Fincher is doing it.
Yeah, it's going to be so much better than the first.
How could it not be?
Yeah.
It's also going to be nothing like the first because David Fincher is going to change it so much.
And they reshot the ending. They changed the entire ending of the first one.
Right? Wasn't it worse, the original ending?
It was supposed to be a lot bigger scale.
Okay.
And no, then they just, they took this huge scale movie of just, you know, a tower of zombies climbing other zombies.
Okay.
And then turned the last 30, 40 minutes of it into Brad Pitt has to sneak around an abandoned hospital with like one or two or three zombies at the end of it. And then it's like, oh, we fought them off.
Like, didn't their plane crash in the Alps or something like that?
Yeah, and then they just, and then the movie died when that happened. It died. It would be, yeah.
I want to say something, but I can't say it while I'm on air.
Would be
Dr. Disrespect is on the stream right now, guys. The two-time right there. All right, Colby, you have any idea who this man is?
I'm assuming he's a doctor.
You got it, dude.
That is literally the best answer I could have gotten. Is that one right there.
That is beautiful. All right, well, we'll pull that up. There's trailers, and we'll comment on them. How about that?
Yeah, there's just a lot of talking.
I want to talk about this, or no, I guess this is different. All right, so Cinemark right here. Cinemark is doing a movie club. We don't have any Cinemark theaters here, but it's a big chain nationwide in America. And now it's $8.99 per month. You can get basically one 2D ticket per month for $8.99 and then 20% off concessions. Unused tickets roll over.
Ooh.
And then add on tickets for $8.99. So for $17-18 a month, you can get two tickets to a movie for $18 a month, right, plus 20% off concessions. Obviously, this is to compete with MoviePass.
Mm-hmm.
But MoviePass, still better, right?
I don't know. The rolling over ticket part, that'd be pretty cool.
But it's only one movie. So you'd skip a whole month of not seeing a movie? Like, the idea for MoviePass is that you
seen
the
a
more.
Movie.
Yeah, but.
In three,
but the point,
four, 5, 6 months.
I agree with you. So I guess that this caters to more of you because you could go see one movie every 3 months and take a call girl with you because you're single and
yes,
there's no women.
Pay for that
the
prostitute
person,
to go to
right,
a movie.
Exactly.
Right.
And otherwise, the MoviePass one is for people who want to see every movie because it's $10 a month for unlimited movies every month.
I gotcha. Yeah, that makes more sense. Yes.
So, like, if I wanted to see Coco and Thor and Murder on the Orient Express this month, I could do that for $10 a month on MoviePass. I would have to get two of them,
deal.
Of course, take Chris.
Yeah. Still such a good deal.
I don't know why we haven't done that yet.
If you went a lot.
I mean, why?
Why what?
Why haven't I done that yet? $20 a month, see many movies in the theaters I want.
Yeah, I mean, you're a dude who goes to movies. So.
I love movies, dude. And I am so bored after I finish streaming. Like, I can't even tell you.
I don't know why you haven't done that yet.
I don't know either. As I See Thing wants to know why you're single.
Great question.
I was really hoping that you would actually give him an answer. Like, I have AIDS. Like, that would be a great answer. That's
true.
I saw your face. You're like, I don't want to admit this because it's not true. He's like, don't say I have AIDS on the show. And he's like, you know what? No one's going to watch.
No,
I have
cares.
AIDS.
Yep.
He just went over that
yep.
in his mind. I saw it, dude.
Yep, it happened.
I saw it. Here's Flickr's Photos of the Year. Photos. Flickr's.
Say it again.
Can you speak for me,
pronunciate,
please?
Pronunciate.
Read this. Read
Flickr's
this.
Top photos of the year are stunning.
Okay. Here's the photos of the year. Big owl.
That's a pretty epic owl.
I mean, that person who took that photo is now dead. Rest in peace to that man.
He got eaten by
that owl.
Yeah,
that owl killed him right there.
Yep.
Second one is a pelican of some sort. Catching a fish. Rest in peace to the fish. Would it be great if that fish was actually taking a picture of this owl?
No.
This
would be
picture,
impossible.
This picture of the parliament in England.
Looks pretty.
Or anywhere. Maybe Russia. Maybe France. I'm not totally sure. It just says the parliament, so... the best macro photos. Look at these grasshoppers, dude. If anyone out there likes grasshoppers, permaband. You're banned from chat. Grasshoppers are gross, and I don't like them. About this big bear right here, dude.
That's like Apple photo effects. You know, studio lighting on the new phones.
Dude, who would bring in a bear to a studio, though?
That's a good night shot. I don't know how they achieve that.
That man is also dead. He's also dead, right?
Nah, he could have taken that with a long lens.
Here's the rest of them at Flickr. It's too many. Too many categories, chat. We're not going over those. Check out the Game Awards. Let's see. Best music score. Like, they're just talking about them now.
Yeah, it hadn't even started.
Like, they're not announcing awards right now,
and
are they?
The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. All right, well, now it's my honor to open this envelope and tell you who won best score.
Oh, they are doing the awards.
And the winner
is... Wait, so what's the countdown
Nier
for?
Nier Automata.
Nier Automata won best...
Developers couldn't be here with us, but we have a special message from the producer at Square Enix.
Oh, I can't believe it, we won.
I'm very confused what the timer is about.
I don't know either. I mean, they're giving out awards.
Square Enix の斉藤陽介です。Nier Automata のプロデューサーをしております。皆さんがこの映像をご覧になっていただいているということは、ベスト、スコア賞、ベストミュージック賞を、ニーヤオートマタが受賞できたということだと思います。改めましてです、ね。
I feel like it's disrespectful to turn this off.
I just saw a comment. I hate Japan.
Yeah, there's a reason I have Twitch chat up because it is the show within the show.
前作のニーヤからですね。
Don't be racist, guys.
非常に音楽は高評価いただいておりまして。
English please, Mr. China.
まさかこんな栄誉ある賞をいただけるなんていうのは思っても。
You gotta remember that Colby doesn't watch Twitch, so this is perfect for him. This is a great introduction.
I like how it pauses every once in a while.
Right, it's like overloaded. It's like dum 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 dum.
吉田明子さんをはじめとするイラストレーターの皆さん。
God, okay, dude, we get it.
もちろんベストスコアということなんですけれども、そういった世界観。
Can we also talk about how this man has a framed painting of the same thing that's behind him?
He really likes that art, man.
He really does.
Great greenery in that acceptance speech.
He really likes that art.
Now we've got
a
first look at the next installment
all right, dude, here
of
we
a
go.
Major franchise.
Nobody.
It's serious. It's dark.
Is it?
Here it is.
All right, here we go, dude. It's serious, it's dark, and it's here. It's the world premiere. All right?
Arkham Knight, something or other.
The king
nope.
is dead. The north wind howls across the wastes, and with it comes dark tidings. The king.
Is this Mortal Kombat? Dragon, dude. I don't know what this is, man. I don't feel like it's actually dark. I feel like that was like.
What are you doing here in my place? What are you doing in my place? Get the fuck out of here! You get
this
the
is
fuck
Rick and Morty.
Here. What are you doing in my
is that what this
place?
Is?
Yeah, this is a Rick and Morty game. Like, all these voices are
Is this accounting?
God, whatever his name is.
PlayStation VR?
Yes.
We need Satan to get here soon.
Bring in the death thing.
Thank you for cleaning up my
mess. I saw a playthrough of this game. It looked ridiculous.
You didn't even know my name.
I thought this is new. Or is it just VR now and that's what's new?
No, it was in VR when I saw it.
Come on, man.
But they just said it's a world premiere.
Justin Roiland, thank you. That's right.
So it's not Rick and Morty's just made by the same guy.
Yes.
Smith and Smitherson Accounting Plus.
Yep.
Oh, the plus is what's new about it. Okay. It's now with more plus.
It's very vulgar. Trash game.
All right, I'm joined by William Seems from Crows, 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 and of course the creator and voices of Rick and Morty.
Pickle Rick.
Great to have you guys.
These are your people, dude.
All right.
Oh, Pickle my Rick. God. I'm losing respect for you with every frame.
Plus, Pickle Rick.
Obviously got some Nintendo games. William, you've done some amazing games. Stanley Parable, an incredible narrative experience. How did this team up come about?
I lied to Justin about working at Epic Games. He believed me. I apologized. And we...
It was Titanfall, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. It looks incredible. Counting Plus, what is the plus?
Just more, plus? Man. Twice double, as much.
Double the size, double the fun.
Yeah. Keely, you game? You game, Keely?
I game a little
this
VR.
This is your man.
You're really VR, into the VR. VR? You guys all
he's
VR?
The guy on the right.
Yeah, but he associated yeah, himself with this
pretty
man.
Cool.
He ruined up some stuff.
This is why I can't be friends with Matthew anymore.
You guys are doing this. So this is coming out. It looks like PSVR coming soon, right?
Yes, very soon.
Is it your computer monitor, or is there a dot?
When?
December 19th.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, there's a green dot of a guy's face.
And I heard there's a secret
right here.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think that's the camera because
yeah, it's a camera too. They got a dead pixel on the camera. There's people in the chat saying dead pixel.
Incredibly difficult to find. All kinds of stuff.
Dude, what is this? We didn't. Why are we still watching this? We got sucked in, bro.
Yeah.
We actually are doing. A show we could have just covered this.
Yeah,
we should have known that lampooning it would have been good content.
Good enough.
Because there's going to be four trailers in this that I'm really hyped about, and the rest is going to be garbage.
Oh yeah,
like stuff that I will never make.
Super
or play.
Awkward. I don't know why.
That dead pixel, dude. How does that even happen? Like, how do you not test your camera? Like, that's the main camera.
There, it's gone.
How'd it go away?
I don't know.
How'd they fix it?
Maybe it was like a weird reflection.
No, because it, like, moved across his head, bro. I don't know. I'm very confused. What's he? Is he introducing something else right now? Let's check it out.
Hands in China on Tencent. It's JX3 HD. Congratulations to them as well. All right, right now, as we count down to the show, we've got another premiere.
So is the minute is to the really show, and they're just giving out...
Like the bigger awards?
I don't know. I feel like big musical score is a big one.
That is.
Another world premiere. Sure, it's a Game of Worlds world premiere.
Oh, God.
Strap in. It's going up your butt.
Didn't expect that, did you, dude?
I didn't.
I feel like none of the big games are going to be before the show, though, right?
This looks gross. Whatever it is.
Shadows die twice.
I'm going to read everything in this dramatic, breathy voice. Oh, God. It's From Software. Oh, dude. Half of chat just got boners. All right. You know anything about From Software?
That's all you get. Okay. A little tease of the next project from Software. Thank you very much to those guys for that little tease.
Half of chat is half of chat just screamed in their living room. I know it.
We have some big surprises. I
know it happened.
No one has been hinting at that haven't leaked. So we
guarantee you,
we've got
everything in here is not a surprise.
Game of the year, calling five amazing games up for that. We've got
see, I told you.
Game announcements, quick looks that we'll show you as well, and of course we've got the Game Awards sale across all the platforms: Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, Steam. We've also worked with eBay on some really amazing offers.
Did he just say eBay?
Accessories. You'll hear all about it. And the Game Awards Orchestra. Edward Tribe.
I just heard the word eBay.
Star Wars: The Old Republic. Knights of the Fall.
Do you hate Gore, dude?
He's worked on the music of Deadpool, Guardians of the Galaxy, The Walking Dead, and more.
In
he's
games.
Put together an amazing tribute to the music of games.
Didn't you
so
watch
you
Saw and stuff,
this?
Though?
Yeah, that kind of spoiled me on Gore.
All I mean, I don't
here
blame
we
you.
Go. Enjoy the Game Awards.
All right, here we go. Show's canceled. Doing Game Awards coverage now. I mean, you're going to have to tell me to go watch something else. I mean, how am I supposed to now get unsucked away from this?
I don't even care, man.
I don't even care either.
I'm going to watch you watch this and just make fun of you.
I mean, so far I've made fun of you, though.
That's true.
That's backfiring.
It's backfiring.
Yeah. Oh, they got Cello Lady, dude. You remember her from that Hans Zimmer video?
No.
Dude, I don't know how her boob does not fall out.
There's a pretty... There's got to be, like, sticky tape,
like,
right?
They got to be gorilla taped in that dress.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to show her. And you're gonna, your chat's going to agree with me if I don't get reported for nudity, for showing it. I'm trying to guess the games. I don't even know. Like, they're doing a game medley right now, and I don't even know the games, dude. Like, look at that. Why is there a dude hardcore fluting up in the front?
You know what we need? A jazz flute. Call Ron Burgundy.
Dude, get Ron Burgundy up there, man. Mm-hmm. Get Ron Burgundy up there, dude.
I just saw a dude in chat.
Oh, God.
Dude.
Is the guitar player for Avenged Sevenfold up there? I saw chat spamming Green Day as well. Is Green Day here, too? Do you listen to Avenged Sevenfold?
Yeah, I mean, I know some of their stuff, not their newer stuff. I just saw somebody say The Witcher.
I mean, I heard a little bit of The Last of Us in there, but that was last year's game.
This is jazzy stuff.
It's just random Mario. Like, I mean...
And they're actually playing that fucking piece of shit.
Why do they do... Okay, I mean, like, this is my problem with games. It's like... If you're gonna nerd out about games, play something from Odyssey. Don't play the 1985 Mario theme, right?
That is Mr. Avenged Sevenfold, for sure.
Which guy? The guy in the front middle? Next to the conductor?
The fucking Wolverine-haired looking motherfucker.
The one with the leather jacket on, right? Because he's so hardcore.
He's got his signature black and white striped guitar.
Gotcha. This is Skyrim here. Got Rick Rubin on drums. Oh, this is Destiny right here. This is Destiny 2, The Journey. Dude. I just like the people who are saying dude in chat. Is This also sounds familiar. I don't know what this is, though. This actually sounds like every breakdown of every movie trailer score I've ever heard is what this sounds like. That's what this is right here.
This is so good.
Mortal Kombat is what that was? Yeah. That's why it sounded familiar, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And there's Zelda. Again, why play the main Zelda theme? Why not play something from Breath of the Wild? If they're going to nerd out, like, go into it, man.
Get in it.
Like, if people are going to know the theme from Mortal Kombat, they're going to know something from Breath of the Wild, right?
You would, I think. I don't know. This is not my culture.
I'm not involved in any of this.
Rick and Morty guy was literally up on stage 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Here's the creator of the Game Awards, Jeff Keighley.
There's a dude who created the Game Awards?
Also, I gave up on Rick and Morty when I saw a dude stand on a McDonald's counter and go, Pickle Rick!
Yeah. That's probably a good idea to get out at that point.
Hopping off point, I feel like.
Thank you, Dad. We got a lot more from the Game Awards.
He's the creator of it and the host?
I mean, good for him, I guess.
God, full of himself much.
Thank you all so much for joining us. We are here to
we host the show we created.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's video it's not games, like a big production like this.
So thank you.
He should have gotten like Ryan Seacrest.
Dude! That would have been awesome!
Billy Bush, get him up
Billy
there.
Billy Bush! George Bush!
You see he was on Colbert?
I did see that. Colbert laid into him, man.
A little bit.
Yeah. I feel bad for poor Billy Bush. Like, it's not fair that he got fired and Trump's in the presidency.
Dude, he was just, you know, like he didn't say anything. He was just kind of just...
He said words letting
Trump know that he was listening to him. And he got fired for that.
Yeah. He's called, like, being a host. Mm-hmm. Like, he's paid to be nice to people.
Especially Donald. Yeah. Because I think it was around the Apprentice time, mm-hmm. and he had something to do with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it was huge. His ratings mm-hmm. were huge at that time. Can I get this off my screen?
Do it. Click it.
Colby, you're going to predict, dude. Which one do you think will win? For score and music, which one?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's the Automata, the one that won.
You got
won.
It, dude. No. Leave. Okay, so they are doing awards. They're doing awards. I guess they're just bigger ones?
It makes no sense to me.
This is Best Narrative? If Horizon Zero Dawn doesn't win Best Narrative, I'm going to turn this off because it's garbage, dude.
Garbage.
Like, I've literally told you...
Oh, Nier Automata.
Oh, Automata! Who do you want to turn Nier Automata? Oh, that's so short. Oh, come at you. People really like this one. Because it, like, deals with, like, serious mental issues, but, like, I don't want to offend anyone, but this is the equivalent of Moonlight winning the Oscar because it's all about African Americans.
Yeah.
Like, it's that type of thing. It's like, it has to be nominated. Mm-hmm. Not that it's not good, it's just it has to be nominated.
Well, yeah, the PC culture.
It's definitely not going to be Horizon.
Diversity, we got to get that in there, man.
Here we go, dude.
What Remains of Edith
Told
Finch.
You. Called it, dude. I knew it was going to be that game. I mean, yay. Yay, indie games, dude. Yay, indie games. Dude, there's a guy with a top hat. You know what? For Giant
Sparrow. Okay. Is that a pause on that?
Nope, we're going to leave. Quentin Tarantino's Star Trek movie will be R-rated.
Oh.
The Revenant's Mark L. Smith will be the writer. So, Quentin Tarantino is directing a Star Trek movie.
And it's going to be rated R.
It's going to be rated R. It's going to be written by the dude who made The Revenant.
What is it going to be R, man? You're going to have purple blood going
lots
everywhere?
Of N-words, knowing Quentin Tarantino yep. will probably mm-hmm. be at. Lots of N-words.
Space N-words, man.
Yeah.
Space N-words.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, that's... That's interesting news right there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to say about that, but why?
I don't know. Unless they make it like, I don't know.
Also, he's doing the Marilyn, or the, kinda not like the Marilyn Manson, the Charlie Manson movie. Mm-hmm. Like, why is he doing Star Trek?
Well, one, he's getting older, so he's getting more and more crazy. Like, he was already crazy. He's a crazy person.
You think he's getting crazier?
Oh, yeah.
So just why like, give him Star Trek?
Great question.
I mean, the Star Trek movies have been good, right?
They're popcorn movies, but yeah.
Yeah, but they're good.
Right.
I mean, they're not Transformers.
The last one was not as good, apparently.
I saw it. It was fine. Idris Elba was the bad guy, dude.
Oh, really?
Idris Elba. He's a baller.
I think you just like him.
I like Idris Elba.
I used to like him.
I like Chris Pine.
Before he was in The Dark Tower.
And I like the guy who was who's in Shaun of the Dead. What's that guy's name?
Simon Pegg.
Yeah, I like him too. All three of those people in the movie.
Yeah. What about that one dude? Dredd, and he was in Doom. Shit, I'm blanking on his name.
Oh, you're talking about the guy who plays Bones, the doctor.
Yes.
His name is Kurt. Carl Urban.
That's it.
Got it, chat.
There you go.
Got it, chat. All right, let's check the Game Awards out. Let's see what's happening.
Awesome. Mm. Congratulations to what remains of Edith Finch. We've got a lot of great stuff around the world.
I feel like this is a good way to watch it.
Streamers,
like, we see what's happening.
Comes in.
Then we read the news.
Get out of the crap fest of the,
each
the speeches. Who needs to hear that?
You can predict as you're watching this show live to see who you think's going to win the best action game category. Right now, fans on Twitch are predicting that Cuphead is going to win that category. We'll find out in just a
minute. The Hog should be number one stereo toy. How about number three? It's like Z Swigs, Seth and Colby, the Hog.
All the categories, so make sure to check that out.
What do you think of that order, man?
Best action game in just a moment.
I think it should be me first. Then premieres.
Tonight, I am honored that some of the top game developers in the world have chosen the Game Awards.
You threw me for a loop there. I didn't expect that.
At best, these
okay.
Premieres can inspire.
Can we like
where games are going in the future?
Can we like less of
right
you
now,
and like more?
He made the whole thing.
Take your breath away.
Give him some space. He can operate how he wants to in the show.
Please enjoy
his show. Does he come on our show and tell us how to do our show?
I mean, he can.
He doesn't though.
Well, he should. He'd probably get more views.
That's, yeah.
All right, here we go, dudes. World premiere. Here we go, guys. Breaking first on Seth and Colby.
Arabian Nights.
Who disturbs my slumber?
Pretty good tiger, huh? 10 out of 10.
Pretty good.
Is this Fortnite in the desert? Because that's what it looks like. How many world premieres are we going to get that are just ambiguous opening scenes and then the title?
That's
and
all
that's
it is.
It.
I'm going to die.
Ooh, Firewatch, dude. I like that.
Oh, PewDiePie's not going to be playing this one.
This actually I'm really hyped about.
Campo Santo. Are you going to be like National Treasure and shit?
This one will be a stream game for me, chat. Dude, if Nicolas Cage is in this, what if he just pops up and he's like, we got to steal the Declaration of Independence. Nick, we're in Egypt, bro. We got to steal whatever that is in Egypt. They're going to discover the big abyss in the pyramid, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, this looks great, like graphics-wise.
Yeah.
Looks like a big step up from Firewatch.
He's going to be stuck in a pyramid the whole game?
Is it going to be another walking simulator? I wonder if they're going to ignore that criticism or if they'll fix it. Because like that was the biggest.
Or just run with it.
Well, I hope they just run with it because I don't really mind that Firewatch was just completely narrative. You know, it was like a $10 game, dude. You don't like this music? I think it's fine.
But it wasn't even a narrative, was it? There was no ending to it.
It had an ending. It was just a bad one.
It was a terrible fucking yeah, ending.
It was
so,
a
yeah,
bad ending.
If your whole game is narrative and you don't have an ending to your narrative,
yeah, there was
it's
really
not really
no,
a game.
There was no closure, I agree. It felt like World War Z, like they ran out of money at the end of it.
So dumb. I don't get what this is yet.
Is it taking place in the 40s?
Maybe. Also, are you two black women that are just, you know, just
investigating? I don't know what's going on, dude.
Oh, are you like a photographer of things?
In the Valley of Gods.
Interesting.
I mean, it showed nothing about the game. They could have just said Campo Santo in the Valley of the Gods, because that didn't tell me anything about it. 2019? It's going to take 2 more years?
That's
Firewatch
crazy.
Came out when? Like a year and a half ago?
The founder of Nerd HQ and your future Shazam, Zachary Levi.
What?
Who?
Well, I know who Zachary Levi is, but won't they say the guy from Frozen? Or the guy from Tangled?
Action is present in many of the games
oh, Chuck?
We're talking about tonight.
Yeah, it's Chuck, dude.
Best
it's Chuck.
Yeah. Game nominees.
He's also in Thor. He's one of the Thor. He's the archer dude in Thor.
And the dangering.
Remember
the
guy who, like...
The insurmountable challenges. Like
you know, he's the Zachary Levi character.
Here are the nominees for Best Action Game.
All right, here we go, dude. Cuphead or what? I want you to predict, man, based off the 3 seconds
best
of games you see.
Game.
You pick, all right? Let's see how right you are.
Is there like a design category? I'm assuming there's a design category.
Yeah, I think there's a best art design. I bet it was before, though.
It's worth it.
I think it has to. Like, it looks amazing. Automata. I hope that one's nominated. I mean, that one's just like Japanese monsters, like...
This is best action?
Yeah, best action game.
Monsters did this.
Not monsters. Men.
Hallelujah!
This doesn't really show off a lot of action, does it?
I don't know. Destiny.
That's the wrong pick.
Cuphead.
It ain't gonna be Destiny.
And the game award goes to, oh man, I have to pay a microtransaction to unlock. Stupid.
Oh!
Hold on, I got this, guys. Here we go. You know it's true. It's really stupid. The winner, Wolfenstein 2.
Dude, as I see things, got it, dude. It got it, dude.
Wolfenstein 2.
Got it. All right. Pantone's color of the year has been announced, and it is ultraviolet purple. What do you think, man?
Why is Prince in there?
Because, you know, he's purple.
I know, but he's also dead.
Well,
so
maybe he got buried in an ultraviolet purple coffin, dude.
Did they get the rights to use his image?
They don't need to pay him no more. He's dead.
There's definitely a trust of some sort.
All right, so what do you think, man? It's the color Prince crooned about. It's the color of Royals. It's the color of Clairvoyance. It's the color Pantone has anointed as the embodiment of the coming year. As a graphic designer, what do you think, man? Purple is a complex color. We're in complex time. This is a complex color. That's their reasoning for picking purple as the Pantone color of the year.
Really?
Yep.
Sure.
You don't care at all, do you?
Not at all.
I mean, does this influence your work at all,
no,
knowing what the color of the year is?
Because no,
back in my day, like when I worked marketing at that sportswear company, like every time they announced the color, they'd be like, all right, let's see how we can put this color throughout our catalogs.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Because they do that because they're like, everybody's going to be using this color. It's going to be trendy and we want to be on trend.
Nope.
And I was like,
I'm sure there will be a lot of new products with a very
purple, right?
Vibrant purple involved, but yeah, no.
I mean, I like purple, but
do you?
Not that color purple. I like
Twitch
a darker
obviously
purple.
Likes it.
Yeah,
not
that's
anymore,
Twitch
though.
Purple, ain't it?
Yeah, it is. But also, they just changed their app color to red.
That's for AIDS, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's what I thought.
That's for AIDS, though.
That's for AIDS, though.
So, I don't know, man. Who cares about purple? Here we go. Here's some examples.
Ooh, some purple hair.
There you go, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, purple car, you know.
Oh my God, purple.
Okay, who cares about purple, right, dude?
There's Prince.
All right, let's go back to the Game Awards. Let's see what's up.
If you're new to Warframe and you want to fit in, you can watch for, you know, hopefully more than 30 minutes, but you get a cape.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to miss.
How do I get a cape?
For the show,
stay for everything.
Stuff. Exactly. Yes, we got a great show, but
somebody send me a cape,
dude. I want a real life cape, right?
Yeah. You're going to tell us a bit more about
Warframe. Wear it every show.
Tapped into the community to create trailers for the game.
Yeah, I'm blown away that we got to do this because our
All right, this is taking too long. Let's move on to our next story.
What's talking about?
Let's learn about Bitcoin. We can't do that one. How about Bitcoin, dude? How about Bitcoin? What you should know about Bitcoin's ridiculous surge in value, okay? Because this is all you. You're a Bitcoin man. You have what, $3-4 million invested in Bitcoin right now?
Very true.
So, do you want to share how much you've invested?
Sure.
I mean, you don't have to. You
no,
could just
yeah,
say
can.
You've doubled your money. I mean,
yeah.
Tell a little bit about your Bitcoin while you're reading this story in the first place.
Well, you told me to get into Ethereum, and that's where I got into the whole cryptocurrency biz.
Right.
And so I just signed up with Coinbase, which is the most, I think, legit, you know, trade of cryptocurrencies out there.
I mean, I think I recommended that to you as well, because that's the one that I've
Well, they only handle three. They handle Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin.
Okay.
Yeah, but there are...
No Dogecoin, though?
Several others, yeah.
Sucks, dude.
No. But they're the most reputable, apparently.
Okay.
But anyways.
Well, I would agree.
So I got in. I put like 150 into Ethereum.
Okay.
Back in...
this is what?
August,
I would say?
Yeah. Around there. And then I think I put 193 in to Ethereum again. So that I got about 340 in, I want to say.
Okay.
And then I got, since I did a link from some guy, I got free $10 in Bitcoin.
Okay.
And so it started at 10 when I got it, and then over the course of me having Ethereum and not really doing anything, it went up to like $20 on that $10.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, maybe I should buy some Bitcoin here.
Right.
So then I put $250 in to Bitcoin when it was at 8,000.
So now your initial investment is essentially 500 some dollars.
Right. Which was not that long ago.
Okay.
Like, it was just at 8,000. When was it?
Is that how much Bitcoin you own right there?
What?
Right that now? Number right
yeah.
there? So you own 0.0330802
of a Bitcoin.
Yep.
Barely a third of a Bitcoin.
I bought it at $8,008 per Bitcoin.
Okay.
On November 17th.
Okay.
And since then, it has changed from $8,008 per Bitcoin to $17,285 per Bitcoin.
Dude, that's awesome.
So thanks to that $250 purchase,
right.
I now have $571 worth of Bitcoin.
Right. Does that feel real to you?
No.
Like, you got $260 free dollars. Like, you could cash out right now, and you've over doubled your money.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So here, this article right here is all you should know about Bitcoin's ridiculous surge in value. So the price of Bitcoin came to a close hitting 20,000 a day before settling down around a still insane 16. The cost of one Bitcoin began the year around $1,000 and surprised investors when it hit 10,000 just 9 days ago. The stunning, if volatile, rise of Bitcoin is making early adopters of the cryptocurrency very happy. Everyone else is left confused and nervous about whether this is a bubble and when it will burst. Here's what you need to know about Bitcoin's strange recent skyrocketing. And for the record, okay, I had a chance to buy Bitcoin back when it was like $300 a Bitcoin. And instead, I put $10 into my Google wallet.
That's dumb. I know, man. I wish I had gotten into it when I first heard about it.
I don't want to do the math to figure out how much money that $10 would be right now. From $300 to $20,000.
Oh, God.
I don't even want to know. I mean, $3,000 would be $300, and it's five times more than that right now.
What now?
So it'd be $1,500.
Yeah.
I'd have $1,500 off of a $10 investment.
That's crazy.
That's actually not that much. It's not too bad. That doesn't bum me out that much. That won't get me out of debt.
Right.
So.
The Winklevoss twins are the first ones to be billionaires off of Bitcoin, I read.
Are you kidding me? The Winklevi?
Yeah, the Winklevi. I read that on Reddit.
Dude, I don't want to live on this planet anymore, dude. No one knows exactly why Bitcoin is booming, but it might have to do with ICOs. This year's rise in initial coin offerings, in which startups raise money by selling cryptocurrency coins rather than traditional shares, have probably encouraged the Bitcoin rally. There are several ways that ICO craze feeds and is fed by the Bitcoin boom. First, some analysts believe the most lucrative ICOs are driven not only by gullible rubes, but also by Bitcoin millionaires who want to diversify their investment without paying tax by cashing out of cryptocurrencies, which have triggered a capital gains tax. Second, many ICO investors first convert their cash into Bitcoin before buying tokens in a new cryptocurrency. As Tim Lee argues, this makes Bitcoin the reserve currency of the crypto economy, just as the U.S. dollar benefits from a status as the world's reserve currency, accepted worldwide in lieu or at exchange of the local currency. The same is often true of Bitcoin and cryptocurrency markets. It is possible that these factors work together in the feedback loop, where Bitcoin millionaires seeking diversification raise the profile of ICOs, which increase the value of Bitcoin. Soon you'll be able to trade in Bitcoin futures, which probably also has to do with the surge in price. Another factor in Bitcoin's recent explosion in value is the announcement that Bitcoin-based delivers derivatives will launch on two major financial exchanges, the Chicago Board Options Exchange and the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, starting on December 12th. Many market watchers said the launch...
12th?
10th. Shut up, dude.
How
eyes are
you
hard.
Read 10th?
Dude, you want to read?
And say 12.
You
want to
read, man? You read.
I don't want to.
Okay, many market watchers said the launch of this weekend of Bitcoin futures by Cboe, one of the world's biggest derivatives exchanges, was helping drive up the price of expectations it would draw more investors to the market. Future trading means more demand, which is a form of ratification of the underlying tech, Bitcoin, and cryptocurrencies in general. They are now on the main stage. The rally might be a part of a plan by investors to short Bitcoin and then sell their Bitcoin holdings.
Yeah.
The wild spikes in Bitcoin's value could reflect a deliberate ploy by investors trying to maximize their profits when they ultimately bet against or short Bitcoin on the exchanges. Maybe people just genuinely feel the futures are going to be a healthy development for the future of Bitcoin. Bloomberg argued that the futures might help stabilize the runaway Bitcoin prices. However, In the short term, it's possible that the big-time Bitcoin players are pumping the price before betting against it and then dumping their holdings. It could just be good old-fashioned speculation. Some experts say the biggest force pushing Bitcoin prices higher this year has been higher prices. Investors have been buying this year out of FOMO, or the fear of missing out, according to Dave Chapman, managing director of Octagon Strategy, a Hong Kong-based cryptocurrency exchange. There's admittedly a lot of speculation in this market. Coinbase are struggling to keep up with demand. The number of people with Coinbase accounts have gone from 5.5 million in January to 13.3 million at the end of November, according to data from the
Altana?
That looks like Atlanta, dude. Yeah, it almost got me. Digital currency fund in late November. Coinbase sometimes getting into 100,000 new customers a day, leaving the company with more customers than Charles Schwab and E-Trade.
That's insane.
The company faces challenges that are a reminder of the early days of now mainstream online brokerages, which suffered through untimely outages and harsh criticism from traditional finance companies and government regulators.
Yeah.
And Coinbase still missteps make it clear that the virtual currency industry is still young, with a little of the battle testing that other financial markets have faced.
I thought it was going to go down today. Because when it hit 11,000 Bitcoin last week, it crashed.
Really?
Uh-huh. I was trying to see like what my balance was. It was like, we're experiencing issues right now. But I thought it was going to do it today when it hit 20 fucking thousand.
Right. Well, are you going to cash out? Like, are you going to ride it?
I don't know.
I mean,
if I hit 1,500, I think I'm going to cash out.
I mean, I have a $500 investment.
Mm-hmm.
But what if it goes up to 40,000? And you could get $3,000.
Right.
That's the thing. That's the thing, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's the greed. Like, how much $100 of Bitcoin in 2010 is worth $75 million today? I think I would have bought Bitcoin. It would have been before that. That's no way that's true.
Yeah, no. It peaked at 1,000 when it first came out, and then it declined.
I've
until this year.
Because I was employed at Cessna when I first tried to buy Bitcoin.
Mm.
I was employed.
Hmm. You sure it was Cessna? The one in Manhattan?
I mean, I vividly remember my computer at Cessna. Mm. I vividly remember it.
Sure. Sure. Sure.
I vividly remember a lot of things, though, mm-hmm. that probably aren't correct.
Sure.
I remember it being $300. Because in my brain, I'm like, if I can't buy a whole one, why buy any? Because I wasn't going to drop $300 on a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But if I would have done that, I would have $20,000 today.
See, that's just – I'm also waiting for fucking Ethereum to do the same thing.
Well, here, let's read this right here.
I don't think Ethereum's
for some reason, other
it.
Cryptocurrencies aren't seeing the same gains. Ethereum, Litecoin, and other less famous cryptocurrencies aren't being lifted by the tide of Bitcoin, and no one really knows why. In the last 24 hours, Bitcoin has left its erstwhile rivals in the dust, gaining 25% in value, while the others have fallen anywhere from 3 to 10%. What exactly is going on here? As with many things related to Bitcoin, it's hard to know for sure. Even though quants have long been poring over price movements to find correlations between Bitcoin and other assets, such as those that exist between equities and treasuries or airline stocks and oil prices, few predictable patterns have emerged.
I'm saying that everybody's focused on Bitcoin right now. And as soon as these dudes that they think that are just flooding the market to get it up,
so,
and then they're going to sell it, they're going to do it to the next.
You think it's possible that right now is like the 2012 of Bitcoin for Ethereum,
I bet.
Maybe in like 2023, your Ethereum that you own, because you own actual whole Ethereum,
I have
right?
like 1.13,
right? Ethereum. So like, if one is $20,000 in 2023, I mean, you could buy a boat.
I could buy a boat.
I hope you buy a boat with it, too. That would be the best thing you could do with it. Be like, I could pay off college loans.
I mean, it's definitely...
Or buy a boat!
It's definitely higher than when I bought into it, Ethereum, currently, right now. But, I mean, it's definitely not
it's
anywhere
nothing
like
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin,
right? I don't know, dude. That's crazy to me, though, just thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me just thinking about it. They're playing something Zelda-related right now, by the way.
We will not fail!
Let's go, little guy! Now,
this is the great voice acting in Zelda, by the way.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is what they got right here. That was the voice acting. That voice happening right there was that man that's right back there on that desk with the big sword. It's the brown looking guy.
Yep.
See him? He's right there next to Link's foot.
Ah.
That's that man. That's Daruk.
Daruk,
dude. He's a baller, all right? That's Daruk.
I'm Daruk. I'm a big fat dummy.
Only in Japan do they get the producer of the game to dress up as the character and literally squat and pull a sword out of a stone in front of thousands of Americans.
Oh, look at that skill, man.
And he embraced it, too. That's the best part, dude.
Swordsman right there.
All right, is this going to be the trailer for Zelda? Because it is. I'm just going to... I might die.
Looks like it.
I might die, dude. If they announce the date, and if it's December 22nd, I'm gonna kill somebody. Okay? This is the expansion I've been waiting on, chat. If you've been watching my channel, you know about this.
To slay the beast once and for all,
jerk right there. I hate this guy, Revali. Mipha's in love with Link. It's a fish-human relationship. It's very strange. Just trying to give you some backstory as to what's happening.
Perfect, because I have no idea.
Right.
No monster stands.
That's Daruk. All right, he has a terrible voice actor, but he's a giant Goron who eats rocks and beats people with stone swords. All right. And that is the overly sexy Urbosa is her name.
Overly.
Yeah, there's no need for her to be that. She has an 18-pack. There's just no need for it, all right? Like, let's not go crazy. If there's more puzzle shrines, dude, riot. Oh, great. Spike traps? Those look fun. Yay, helmets. You can summon a horse. That's actually huge. Give me a date, bruh. Give me a date, bruh. Give me a date, bruh. There's a dog in there.
It's an oddly put together trailer.
Give me a date. Give me a date, dude.
Nope. Nope.
You better give me a date.
Nope.
Mad Max Zelda, dude. It's got a motorcycle, bro. What is going on? Why? It's like, let's give Link a motorcycle. It's a horse motorcycle. Holy sh!
Wow.
Well, guess what I'm doing tomorrow, dude?
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Please welcome Eiji Aonuma.
Dude, only Nintendo would do that. Fujibayashi. Like, hey, it's done. You guys just want to let it out tonight? Like, tonight? It's 8:30 p.m., bro. That dude's crying right now. Yeah. Oh,
yeah, a motorcycle.
Subtitles would be great.
This guy's going to translate. Just wait.
Okay.
It's been about 9 months since...
Oh, no, there's a random white man off to the side.
I'm
never
happy
mind.
To see people around the world continue to discover the
Hello.
Game.
Hello.
It's many secrets and adventures.
It's tonight, dude!
Dude,
I'm so hyped. I'm just going to stream that all day tomorrow, dude. All night, 24 hours straight, chat!
...to 呼ばれ た 4人 と ゼルダ姫 について 深く知ることができます。
In this new DLC for the game called The Champion's Ballad, players will have an opportunity to learn more about the four characters who are also called champions.
I don't care about
as well
this.
As Princess Zelda.
We're going to discover that tomorrow, all right, chat? I'm going to play that all day, dude. Oh, my God.
Jeez. You lost your shit there, buddy.
Tonight?
Yeah, you lost your shit.
Why not tomorrow? Why's it got to be tonight? Well, at least all the nerds will download it tonight, and then I can download it comfortably tomorrow. Yes, you're totally right about that, as I see things. He is definitely an anime fanboy that went to Japan to learn Japanese, and I would do it if I could and I was smart enough to. Dude, I don't have very many more stories. Most of these are all fillers now. Tesla's actually, because we talked last week about the Australian battery pack raise. You're like, why haven't you done that in Puerto Rico?
No, why are you not doing that,
well,
Mr.
Tesla
Musk?
Deploys 6 battery projects in order to power 2 islands in Puerto Rico, so...
Two islands.
Part of Tesla's continuous effort to deploy energy storage system in Puerto Rico following their power issues after being ravaged by hurricanes. The local government has now announced that the company will deploy 6 new battery projects on 2 Puerto Rican islands. So there you go, man.
The hog found a game.
Oh, did the hog find a game, dude? Should probably go check that out, don't you think? What do you think the hog's playing, dude? What do you think the hog is playing?
Hogs of War. That's amazing.
What is that game, dude? Because
that is a game we should be playing. Hogs of War, dude. Hogs of War. That is an incredible game title, dude. I can't believe that it's available tonight.
Yeah, I can tell. Your nerd boner showing.
Like, I'm a little mad, to be totally honest.
Yeah.
Like,
would you just start up Z-Swigs right now if you weren't doing
no.
the show?
No.
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 No, I gotta get my sleep, bro. But tomorrow, 10-ish to 11-ish a.m., I'll be streaming. And I'll probably stream all night.
Like, I probably won't stop streaming till late tomorrow night.
That's like, pretty, I'll probably stream yeah. that. So if you want to come over and play, you know, I'll be streaming.
Nah,
you don't want to do that,
I'd
man?
Rather die.
Shick Hydro, dude! Big ad right now, dude! You want to get that? Is that Olivia Munn?
Yep.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, that is.
No.
You got it. You called it right off the
dude,
bat.
Dude, you quit making fun of me. How dare you, man? What else didn't we talk about? That's I don't really want to watch that. That's Bitcoin. China launches world's first all-electric cargo ship and will use it to haul coal.
Cool.
China has launched the first all-electric cargo ship, according to China Daily. It's 230-foot-long vessels equipped with a 2,400 kilowatt-hour lithium-ion battery that stores enough electrical energy to transport 22,000 tons of cargo, distance of 50 miles on a single charge at a top speed about 8 miles per hour. Time to recharge batteries, give it 2 hours, which is approximately the time needed to unload the ship at its destination. That's pretty cool, right?
That is pretty cool, man.
The new ship has two primary benefits. First, it will emit no carbon emissions while underway. Cargo vessels tend to be some of the biggest carbon pollution sources in the entire transportation sector. Second, it will lower the cost of transportation for bulk cargoes because the price of electricity is lower than the price of diesel fuel.
Okay?
Bad news is that the all-electric cargo ship will be used primarily to transport coal to generating stations along the Pearl River. So imagine this, the world now has a ship that can claim to be zero emissions even though it was powered by electricity generated by burning coal, one of the dirtiest fossil fuels in terms of carbon emissions that is used to transport coal more cheaply. So
that is kind of the downside of all electric vehicles, you know, is the whole electricity comes from somewhere.
Yep.
It's typically a coal power plant.
The more electricity, more coal you need.
Yep.
Right? So that's kind of funny. But
solar. Wind.
You're just yelling things.
Tesseract.
Tesseract, dude. That would do it.
That would do it.
Is that Ed Sheeran on there?
Oh, my God. He's in love with those games, though.
Today. Together, we
can
end the pain for single-player gamers in need.
I thought this was actually about like somebody with like problems, but no.
Hi everyone, I'm Pete Hines.
What is Bethesda doing with their life, chat?
For a limited time, we're offering our current lineup of single-player games at incredible discounts to make
did they show Skyrim, dude?
Enjoy these wonderful, award-winning single-player campaigns.
That game is 6 years old.
Future game development. So we decided, as part of this sale, to make a donation.
Skyrim should be $3. It's 6 years old.
To provide scholarships to the next generation of developers.
We're gonna put Skyrim on the inside of your eyelids. Like, Wolfenstein 2 came out 3 weeks ago. Skyrim 6 years old. Oh, mild lyrics. Users interact. Psychonics. Dude, you ever get into the Rocket League craze?
Bashed it. Hard.
Like, didn't Dylan get into it, too?
Yeah, them.
From the Colton and Dylan show, respectively. Inside joke, he is the only one on the planet, besides Colton and Dylan, that will get that joke.
Yeah.
I thought Rocket League was already out, bro.
Maybe not cross-platform. You would have thought, though.
That's a Luigi car right there, dude.
Oh my god, I can customize my car however I want it to look.
It's not out on the
wow.
Switch, okay. I thought it was out already. Shows what I know, dude. But you know what is out? Zelda, right now. Just randomly.
Yep.
I can't believe that, dude. That blows my mind whole.
Yay.
I like it was made by a company called Panic Button. That's a good name for a company.
All right,
I like
the
that
sale's
name.
Going on tonight. Already.
Hey, look, Olivia Munn.
Special discount.
Dude, all right, I get it. She's not Olivia Munn, okay? She looks like Olivia Munn, all right? During the other dude looked like Ed Sheeran, and that woman looked like Carrie Fisher.
Did you watch that
from graphics cards to new
autism awareness thing from HBO?
No.
It was hosted by Jon Stewart.
No.
Over 2 million
it was weird.
I mean, I didn't. Why would I watch that, man?
It was live, and it just did not. Well, I thought it was going
to
be funny.
Oh, no. It's about autism, dude. You can't make jokes. Yeah.
Well, then don't have comedians involved.
Well, they lured you in.
They did. She's the creator of the I watched the whole thing YouTube expecting funniness. Not much of it.
I mean, I didn't need to watch that. I watched the Stand Up to Cancer one once, and they got me with the Clune dog, and I was like, not watching another one of these benefits.
Yeah, they got me with Stewart.
Right.
I haven't heard shit from him other than some Colbert appearance.
Does he still have a beard?
Yes.
Okay.
She was one of the first female designers ever.
All right, what are we talking about now?
The first woman to get her name on a games box. And when I started learning about her life, I instantly admired the way she forged her own path. This...
through a lot of sexist shit, probably.
Carol's story is important today because she was there...
look at that dude.
That dude.
This dude gives us a bad name, guys.
She was there at the moment when the big bang of what the modern gaming
the chat is just ravaging this. And who cares?
They're equal in many ways better.
PUBG. Hagrid. Girls exist? Question mark.
Oh, God.
Literally nobody cares.
Right here in Pella.
Someone's message got deleted by a mod. How bad could that have been?
I don't know.
Grandma.
Girls weren't expected to be good at
this. Makes me think of a birthday boy skit. What's that, dude?
I don't know.
I don't know what that is either.
I saw hashtag stop making games PC.
Right games,
yeah.
We're
all cucks, man.
Yep.
And so this is Polo.
Some guy, stop being dicks. Hey, chat, stop being mean to the lady.
Yeah, I played some games and they just put you to work.
For the record, chat. We would be ravaging this, woman or not.
One person would do the whole game.
Dude, she's old.
The graphics, the sound, the gameplay.
All right, I'm going to go out. I'm going to risk it. I'm going to say something here. I'm going to risk it, okay, Chad? I hope you understand what I'm saying. When they first came out of the stage, and they're like, she's the first woman to have her names on a box, I was like, dude, that's pretty cool. I was expecting, like, 95, 96, well into the maturity of the game industry.
Yeah.
She made a game in 1845. Like, that is not impressive. Like, what was she, 2 months after the first man? Like,
oh my God.
Gift, and the reason why people loved it so much. And the beauty of Carol's code, the background was actually almost non-repeating.
When women are in technology, often their roles are understated.
A little pandering.
Well, I mean, I'm fine with showing, you know, the women's role in games because I'm guessing there's not a lot of women making games. Like, I'm just going to take a wild guess.
I was in art classes in WSU, and the three weird-looking women in those classes were all video game designers.
Maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. Nowadays,
nowadays I don't think it matters. Like, Chris plays Overwatch with me all the time. Like, who cares? But, like, I don't know. I was just expecting her to be like, I helped make NBA Jam. You know, I didn't expect her to be like, I made Pong. Like, I mean, good for her for being the first woman, but, dude, like, you're the first woman because you're 800 years old.
It's Anne Frank, man.
Please welcome your industry icon, Carol Shaw.
They called your name, Carol.
Is it my time to go up now?
We're gonna get labeled as women haters, but really
we're not women.
No,
it's
we're just ageists.
Yeah,
we don't hate. We don't like old people. That's what it is.
Oh.
And we are allowed to make fun of these people because all the like, you gotta be. How would you like if someone made fun of you and you're that old? I won't make it. So if I make it, have at it, dude.
I deserve it. If
also,
I'm that old.
If you're gonna make fun of me, then you're implying that no one makes fun of me now.
Everybody gets made fun of me.
Yeah, dude.
Okay.
There were like two disinterested hipsters in
the
front row.
Thank you very much. This is a great honor, and it's always nice to have one's work recognized.
That's her speech.
I'd like to thank Lisa Ann and James for doing that.
God.
Outstanding video of my life.
Dude, the chat is ravaging her, dude. Jessica! A woman, by the way, donated 1,500 bits just now in support of women's equality, I'm going
to
say.
Yes, that's it. Respect women.
I'm really thrilled to hear about this also.
I'm sorry for polluting your donation. Thank you so much for your 1,500 bits.
Yeah.
That is very generous, and hopefully your name will show up now. So.
I'd also like to thank the other game designers at Atari and Activision.
If it doesn't happen, I'm going to manually change it.
Yeah, you got to fix this, buddy.
Because all the internet's like, it's not happening because it doesn't happen when you're on the air. It doesn't count. Well, we're on the air right now. I don't know if you know this.
Unless it's a VOD.
Video games have really progressed since...
Like, it shows it in our stream labels, which it never did before, so I'm assuming it's going to show up. I think it refreshes every minute.
Gotten a lot better. A lot more detail.
The hog happened pretty quick, man.
Yeah.
Cheers, not happening.
But the classic games are still fun to play. Dude, I'm going to
rage,
dude. You know, just look at the re-releases. Yeah.
I'm going to rage out if it doesn't update.
They've re-released.
Nobody. Way to go, internet. Broke it.
Welp.
Broke the stream.
It's, it's gone. Okay.
Yeah. They're like, all right, we need to shut this off.
I mean, we're still on the air, right? Yeah. Says we are.
Like some of the ones we've been seeing tonight.
It's weird.
And, you know,
it's
there are a lot of opportunities today in game development.
God, why doesn't our stuff show up?
And there's augmented reality and virtual reality.
That's kind of upsetting.
It's amazing what's happened in the last 35 years in the game business since when I was doing it. So so thanks a lot for this honor, and thank you.
Just needed to refresh it, apparently. There it goes.
Yeah, you know, I feel bad for her because she's so old. And that, like, really showed that she was very old.
I mean, she did a good job for being as old as she was.
I don't ever put me on any sort of stage.
Of course, I'm on some type of euphoria right now because we just got 1,500 bits. So,
yeah.
And a producer.
Hey, there it is.
Dynamco.
Yeah, I said that already.
Oh, what?
I said I had to change the directory and it worked. I had to refresh it. Like I said that on the air.
I missed it.
You were watching the old lady, dude.
I was focusing on how struggling she was.
What is happening right now?
Trying to get through that.
Hi. Hey, everyone. From Tekken to Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Okay, he's actually Japanese. I honestly thought he was like a Guy Fieri dude.
Dedicated people working with combined focus towers.
Should we like end the show
tonight?
What?
Like, how do we stop watching this?
I don't know.
Like, should we end the audio version and then continue to watch this with our chat?
Sure.
Should we do that? While this is happening, whatever this is. Okay, so let's go here. Because we ran out of stories. We're done. There's no more stories. Like,
yeah, our show's over.
It's over. So audio listeners. Here
yes.
you go. This has been the Seth and Colby Show. Thank you so much for watching. I got to give a shout out to all the people who followed us between the last week, which is... You want to say that dude's name right there, Colby?
Salamion Kassisi.
Yep, and then the Music Lab Live and the Hog. Thank you for your follows, especially you, the Hog. And then, of course, JAH060689 with the 1,500 bits. Thank you so much for your support of the show. We will be back Sunday, 2 o'clock Central Time. All right, same time. I was going to say same time, same place, but it's not same time because we do two shows a week. So, but same place
same
for sure.
Place.
So Sunday, 2 p.m. Central
Time,
twitch.tv/SethandColby. If you can't watch the show live, on-demand videos at youtube.com/SethandColby. And the audio version of this show is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and a plain Jane RSS feed that you can get at SethandColby.com. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We will see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.